Good afternoon, and welcome to this workshop. My name is David Adai, and I am the moderator of this workshop. And today we will have four speakers, and we will discuss about the evaluation and utilization of germplasma for improving plant resistance to drought and heat stresses. And each speaker will have 15 minutes talk, and then after all presentations, and we will have 30 minutes to do question and answer, or sometimes we call it interaction portion of this workshop. Okay, I'm the first speaker, and I'd like to briefly review or kind of fresh your mind about the stress physiology, or how plants respond to different kind of stresses, and mainly drought and heat stress, or a combination of heat and stress, and what kind of strategies we may take to mitigate or to manage those kind of stress. Okay, according to IPCC kind of report, and we will see, or we might see, the temperature or global surface temperature increase about 2 degrees Celsius to the end of this century. And we will see some changes in precipitation, and particularly in the high latitude and the equatorial region of the globe, okay, and which may cause some problems in agriculture. And those kind of changes may cause the other dramatic changes in key climate variables. And for example, you may see changes in frost-free length, and also you may see the number of frost days changes in the number of consecutive dry days, and changes in the number of the hot nights. And those changes is kind of various in the different region in the United States. You can see in the coastal region, and you may see a little bit severe changes of those variables. And overall, drought still kind of a number one fact which affect or damage the agriculture. And here is 83% of the damage or loss in agriculture, including crop production and livestock, and caused by drought. And other climate-related factors also damage the agriculture. And this slide shows specifically yield loss in some major crops caused by drought and heat stress. You can see for maize, the yield may damage or maybe lost about 33 to 87%, and heat also damage or affect the maize productivities. And for some other species such as soybean, or specifically for sunflower, and drought seems the number one fact. And we know that plants, it's the root, the all parts of the plant, and will receive certain kind of stresses, and their leaves, their roots, their shoots, flower, and they all can subject to the different kind of stress. And the below portion, root system also will receive some abiotic or biotic stresses, and plants will respond to those one physically or physiologically, and you and a lot of research on how plants respond to those stress at the molecular level. And different kind of stresses, and they are not act alone, and they are interact with each other. And this one is called a stress matrix. You can see those interactions among different kind of stresses. Some is negative, or some is positive interaction, and some, so far we don't know if there are some interactions. And a clear drought, salinity, and heat are the first three factors. They all interact with each other and show mainly negative impact. And in general, and the plants respond to different kind of stresses, mainly drought and heat, and at the different level. And morphologically, and you will see, and drought, or even sometimes mainly drought, will cause poor seed germination, poor standing establishment, particularly for those annual crop species, and also poor growth and development because of the reduced leaf size, height, stem, and reduced biomass accumulation. And heat or severe heat may directly damage the plant parts. Sunburn leaves, you may see stems or sunburn fruits, and also you will see the leaf drop when the plant goes through the severe drought and heat stress. And physiologically, and plants responding to those two stress, and basically you will see the reduced leaf wart potential and transpiration rate, and reduced wart efficiency, and limited movement of nutrients, and because there is wart issues, and heat, severe heat will speed up the wart loss and will reduce root growth, and also will reduce the activity of the major enzymes. And this table shows you that relative wart content of two genotypes of citrus and are affected by the drought, heat, or their combinations. And you can see the negative impact by drought and heat together, and severely lower the relative wort content. That's kind of a physiologic impact. And this one also shows that A is a combination of drought and heat stress, and caused more damage and to agriculture production than individual drought, flooding, and freezing. And you can see, and based on the data I have, during the past 32 years, agriculture will, or those drought and heat stress will cause the damage about $200 billion loss. And the lower picture, the B picture, shows you that the plants respond to those individual stress and the combination of those two stress differently. And oftentimes, drought causes a degree of plant height, spike number, and grain weight for those two species, wheat and corn, and here. And heat stress causes an increase in aborted spikes and decrease in grain numbers. And drought may impact the pistil development, while heat stress may impact the pollen development. So kind of a different plant parts will respond different stress differently. And the main impact of heat and drought is on the plant photosynthesis. You can see reduced leaf expansion and reduce the chlorophyll content, and also other reduce the activity of the enzyme. And last one is reduce or disturb heat and stroke. Drought will reduce, disturb the balance of assimilate distribution and kind of interfere the sink and source relations. And some data, and I just get from a certain paper that I listed those details about the paper, and if you are interested, you can look at those paper. And this shows you that heat, drought, and the combination of heat and drought stress on chlorophyll content and relative water content in two maize hybrid. Clearly see, you can see it, that individual heat or drought definite impact on the chlorophyll and water content. However, however, and in this one, and it seems drought plays a predominant role in that stress impact, and also oxidative damage, and definitely will the index kind of showing the plant either if the plant goes through the stress. ROS accumulation, and when plants get stressed, and because ROS would basically damage the lipids and the protein, inhibit photosynthesis, and the plant response to those ROS by accumulating some enzymes or activating some enzyme, accumulating some antioxidant compounds such as proline and MDA, and also accumulate some plant hormones, and particular ABAs, it will regulate plant cell adaptation to drought and heat stress. And this one shows you that the individual heat and drought, or the combination of heat and drought, impact on certain ROS accumulation. And some antioxidant accumulation or stimulation by heat, drought, or combination of those two stresses. You can see clearly this accumulation of proline, accumulation of MDA elevates a little bit. And plant height, that will affect it. And this slide also shows you that heat here is plays predominant roles on the impact of those two stresses. Okay, there's positive effect, and here, for example, and seems drought will help plant to taking care of the roots stress. And we have different kind of strategies to mitigate those stress impact on plant growth, and cultural practice apply certain PGRs and apply certain osmoprotectant will help, and also we will identify certain plant germplasma and for breeding purpose and for identify some useful genes, and develop crops with enhanced tolerance to those combination of the stress, conventional breeding, molecular breeding. And also last one is transgenic approaches, in which some of research group are using. And this slide shows you that transgenic plants with certain genes, this one is a small heat shock protein, will definitely enhance plant tolerance to drought and stress impact. And this one also shows you that transgenic plants with another kinase genes will enhance the tolerance and to those stresses. And the last slide shows you there are some challenges in research of mitigate those combined stress of drought and stress and heat, and we can discuss and when we do the interaction the last 30 minutes.